Caution. This podcast is designed for mature audiences. We delve into topics surrounding sexuality and intimate relationships in a candid and open manner. Please note that we are not licensed marriage or sex therapists, and the content shared here is intended solely for entertainment and informational purposes. If you are under 18 years old or prefer not to engage in explicit discussions about sex, relationships, or mature language, we advise against proceeding further. However, if you're of legal age and comfortable with such content, feel free to settle in, grab a beverage, and enjoy this episode. Just remember, time flies when you're having fun. Oh, and the stories you're about to hear are true. The names have been changed to protect the guilty.
Welcome to Beyond Monogamy, where every episode is a journey of discovery, liberation, and endless possibility. Join your hosts, Roger Johnson and Janet Valentine, as they peel back the layers of convention, inviting you into a world where passion knows no boundaries. Beyond Monogamy, a podcast that transcends the traditional norms of relationships to uncover the raw, unfiltered stories about the lifestyle. And now, your hosts, Roger Johnson and Janet Valentine.
So, it's been a rough week. It was election week, but let's get this stuff done. Welcome to Beyond Monogamy. I'm Janet Valentine.
I'm Roger Johnson.
I'm Barb Tripoli.
Hi, and I'm Steve.
So, we got four of us today. Steve was bringing up a topic on C4P and SLS on some of these boards. There are people, tell them what it's saying, Steve, about the election. The election just happened, and
if you voted for this person, that person, unfollow me now, and I hope you die, you know, go to hell, kill yourself. It's like, I'm going, holy moly. I'm going, you know, and like I told somebody before, I said, you should not bring religion and politics into the lifestyle. And yet these people want all these people to follow, they want you to be, follow me, do this, do that, but yet then, when something happens they don't like, they spew venom and just get nasty. It's crazy.
So
I think people have lost
I think if you've lost your mind on this, I think if that's your attitude, you're so wrong. Okay, because I went to a college that had a strong rivalry against another college. Okay, let's just say Michigan and Ohio State, even though it was neither. Okay, but I'll pick one. And so let's say I was Ohio State and the guy was at the party and he was in a Michigan shirt. And so I walked over and said to him, all right, we're going to play around, but you're going to be on the bottom and I'm going to ride you, cowboy, because I like to watch Michigan fuck up.
There you go.
So that's what you should do. Okay. If you have somebody who voted for Kamala and you don't like it that they voted for Kamala, put them on the bottom and make them fuck up, okay? Or if it's the other way, Trump, I don't care, okay? I don't care. Just there's no place for it in the parties, no place for politics. So, yeah, just make them fuck up.
No. Yeah.
You know, yeah,
it's true. Crazy. And, you know, if you think about it, really, if you really think about it, it doesn't impact our day-to-day life. It doesn't impact our routines. It doesn't impact me, you know, getting up and going out to lunch with my friends. It doesn't impact anything about going to a party. It doesn't impact my like or dislike to the people that are in my life. I just don't understand why. I think people like to have something to be angry about sometimes, and this is just more fuel for that kind of what they consider justifiable anger. I don't know.
And again, isn't it better to fuck away your anger?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Every time. Every single time.
That's right. You talk about finding common ground. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I remember when we first got together and we were living together a while, and you know, I kind of came home and just had a terrible day. I was in a bad mood, and she just wanted me to talk about it. I'm like, hey, look, I don't want to talk about it. I'm not good company right now. And she's like, are you mad at me? I'm like, no, I'm just pissed. And she's like, then fuck me mad. Like, what? So she's right. Like, sit down. I'm fixing to blow the shit out of you. I'm like, fine, you want it angry. You're fixing to fucking get it.
I mean, what better way to lose yourself? Put yourself, even if it's grocery list sex, I don't care. Okay, just put yourself in that other realm and just let it go. So Steve was telling me before the intro, sorry, before we started recording, that he went to a crappy party this last weekend. Tell me about it, Steve.
Oh, man.
Oh, geez. So they've had fairly good parties, usually 3 rooms, 2 beds. And they said, well, we're having a smaller party, only 8 couples. I'm going, okay, that's workable. We get there. We walk into the room. It's not a suite. It's a 1 room. And then they have the bed. It's a 2-room suite instead of a 3-room suite, typically. 1 king-size bed for 8 couples, folks.
Oh.
That is
What happened to the other room?
They couldn't get it, so I'm going, oh, well, great, wonderful. So they pull out the damn sofa bed, which is a piece of shit. Springs bouncing here and there in the hard thing. I ended up, no joke, pulling out the bench they had there. It was covered. Told this lady to get up on here, doggy style. So what's your favorite position? She was doggy style. I said, get up here. We're going out from this position right here. You know, so here we are out in the middle of the room in a suite going at it. I said, it's the only place to go. We had 4 couples on the bed, 5 couples on the bed, 2 on the couch, here, there. I went, and of course, then they have nothing set up.
Oh, nice.
No condoms, no washcloths, no towels, because it's in a hotel room. Usually they come prepared to bring extra stuff. They didn't bring a damn thing. Folks, if you're new to this and think about having a party, listen. Go back and listen to what Janet and Barbie and Roger have said in the past and I've said in the past. If you want to run a party and not have anybody, this is what you do. This party this past weekend.
Still, if I do a hotel party, I bring a couple of extra trash bags and a bunch of smaller bags because I don't want to leave the evidence.
Yes, exactly.
I know that the maids are there. I just want them to go, oh, there's a really wet sheets or really wet towels. I would
DNA-based evidence.
I will totally do the crime scene thing. I will bring beach towels. I will bring extra trash bags. I will bring extra soaps, extra things, have it set up in the bathroom in the hotel room because I don't want to be that person. So
Well, and then we would always go check the room first.
Yes.
You know, to see what are we working with, you know?
Right. We're gonna check in early, figure out what we're working with, what do we need to bring, and then we would do it and set it up. So Roger, you said you had a rant.
Yes, it's a little kind of to the side of these rants though. I mean, but let's validate it, okay? Picture yourself, if you can, working at a gas station, okay? And I stop in 2-3 times a week to get lotto tickets. That's my bad habit. I'm not there to buy cigarettes or Skull or vapes or none of that bullshit. I come in, I buy a lot of tickets. So kind of a very specific set. And I always kind of look for you. And so, you know, my face and we flirt a little bit. So this girl got big titties. She'll lean down on the counter, say hi and be batting her eyes. Okay. And I say, one of these is going to hit big because I'll come in and check my old ones too on the little scan machine. I was like, one of these days it's going to hit big and I'm going to come right back there and make out with you. What do you say?
Come on back.
Okay. If it's me or Barbie, we're going, let's go back in the bag now. Why do you have to wait?
Yeah, I think you've already won. Winner, chicken dinner. Let's go.
So you just completely validated my rant. Like, it's not that hard to flirt. Fuck my life. It's just not that hard to flirt.
Oh, no.
It's the reply I get is, and now, this lady, she's probably got 10 years on me, you know, but big old titties, you know, She 10 years ago, she is absolutely just a hot piece of fuckberry pie. Okay, but she's also probably smokes, I don't know, one or two packs a day, and it sounds like it. Okay, so
but
you know, I'm me. I just I kind of float through a word here or there. I ain't looking for it to go nowhere, and now it damn sure ain't going anywhere because the reply I get is, well, that's how I ended up married when I was working at Waffle House, and my husband came in and he just wouldn't leave me alone, and I get this fucking story like, we're not gonna end up married. I don't even go to fucking Waffle House.
The wrong tap.
I come home, I tell D, I'm like, you know, I kind of float around and I just do my thing and you know, I randomly flirt here or there. I'm just going to remind you, you don't have shit to worry about. You don't have a fucking thing to worry about, because when I go to flirt with somebody and throw it out there where we're at a fork in the road and it can escalate, it deflates.
I feel your pain. Two things on that, Roger. Why is it that, is it a requirement for you to smoke cigarettes when you work at a convenience store? Everyone I go by, the workers are always out front smoking. And number two,
this is one that this fits that MO.
If you ask 10 women, hey, you want to fuck? Not even going to say no. That one, you'll hit that one. So keep trying. Keep on working, bud.
Just as soon as I finish this cigarette.
Be careful what you wish for. So last time we were talking about, we're going to do probably a regular segment on here. We'll pick about 4 or 5 words each session to do. We're going to do the Urban Dictionary of Beyond Monogamy, the Beyond Monogamy Dictionary. Okay. Mm. So last time we had a list of those words, Beyond Monogamy Dictionary. And so last time Barbie asked a couple of questions. We did have the discussion about Eiffel Tower and leaning tower of penises. Okay.
Yes.
Which was then defined. Steve, what do you think the leaning tower of penises is?
That's what I've been a part of with you. It's great. Actually, it was the first time we met, actually. We ended up doing it.
Anyway, that's where you got those two penises. And because Roger says the real definition of Eiffel Tower is the two penises are together, and then the woman is the one that goes down on top of them, making the Eiffel Tower.
Right. That's right.
Right. And we said leaning tower of pizza, of penises. I had a few. I sent you all a list, and we were marching down the list, and Barbie was asking questions, but I added to it. So do you guys have any more questions on the list, or you want me to talk about the one that I added? Something that Barbie
talk about
says.
The one you started, that you added.
One I added is something Barbie says. Barbie says, that's a Kodak moment. What do you think a Kodak moment means?
It's great porn.
Roger, Steve, you guys, what do you think it means?
I think it's, you know, there's nothing like live porn. And I think if it's a Kodak moment, you're right there watching it happen.
So, Barbie, you want to tell them your explanation? Okay, so, Barbie, what's your explanation of a Kodak moment?
Like these positions and these things that you see in porn, and then you get to a party and you do it in real life, and you realize it really is better just for a Kodak moment. You know, because it's so awkward. It is not. We are not in this. Yeah, we're not in this to get, you know, anybody's jollies off, because it's just too complicated, you know. It's some of that stuff. And you see it in the movies, and you think, oh, I can't wait to try that. And then you try it, and you're like, oh.
You realize how much of a pro you're not.
Exactly. And how hard it really is.
Nobody's getting off, okay? It looks like everybody would be getting off, but nobody's getting off.
Nobody is. Exactly. Yeah. So it's a Kodak moment means it's a good picture. It's a good picture, but it's in real life. Yeah.
In real life, it hurts.
It just doesn't work out as well.
Let's go to a word that Steve uses to identify certain people at a party. Piddlers. What do you think a piddler means, Roger, Barbie? I know what it means because Steve has said it so much that I know it.
They're window shopping.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah. Yep. It's people who go to the party and then nobody does anything. They just piddle around and talk and nobody jumps in and says, let's go do it. Is that it?
Yes. And I know that we were talking about, Roger was saying that if you're a new person and you're not sure if you want to do this, go to a party and just watch and then maybe suck somebody's dick or put your toe in, you know. Piddlers don't even suck the dick. Okay. They don't even bother to put a toe in. Right. Oh, yeah. So
they're there.
For me,
they are
a waste of space.
Okay. And by that, I mean, they're probably not at the parties I prefer to go to, but there's parties for them.
You know, and we've seen this though. First time they come to a party, they don't do anything. Understand that. Second party, they dive right in. Wonderful. But by the third party, they still stand around watching. Nope. Done. See ya.
Right.
Yeah. And we've known some people like that. They just kept coming back. And then, you know, you'd get kind of in the groove and I'd be going up to the guy and he'd let you feel it and everything. And I'd be like, oh, this is worthy. You know, let's go. Nope. They'd back out just immediately. I just never understood that.
And they think it's great. And they think it's great that they're going to watch, you know, that's Kathy and Frank. Was that the names of those two? I can't remember, Steve.
Catherine and Frank. Yes.
Catherine and Frank. Crazy Catherine and Frank.
Oh my God.
She's crazy. Crazy Catherine.
Bat crap crazy.
Right. She would come decked out to these parties. I mean, in extravagant outfits that cost an arm and a leg for her to, and then she wouldn't take them off. You know, she would just look at me walking around. Okay, fine. Look at her. Come over here and fuck me. Who's going to get the guy? Okay. Look at that woman, or you want to come over here and fuck me?
That's all right. Are we here to play? Are we here to play games? Come on. Let's move on.
Okay, one more word before we're going to go. So the next topic that we have to cover is Barbie and I promised the last time that we would talk about our painting parties and the beginnings of the painting parties.
Yes.
Are there any more from the list you want to pull from, or do you want to start talking about the painting parties?
Did we, if we were going to do one more, did we do spit roast?
We did not. So spit roast is.
I mean, this panel's more than familiar with that term, but I mean, if I was gonna throw a plug,
new listener who comes in, they don't know exactly what is spit roast.
Spit roast, you're right. By Urban Dictionary definition, is a three-person activity with two males and one, Urban Dictionary, one passive female. Male number one penetrates from behind the girl, either anal or vaginal, and male number two is in the front in her mouth. Hence, spit roast. And so anyway, that's why I made that goofy email. If anybody wants to contact me, spitroastwithus@gmail.com. It's just fitting for this forum. That's all. Okay.
And it is a lot of fun.
moving on to the topic.
For all parties involved.
Right. So we were having a discussion at another podcast about the fact that there was a woman who, the discussion was about what to do if you don't want to, if you don't want to come inside of the woman, if you've got live bullets and, you know, all of a sudden you figure out that she's got very fertile eggs, then you should, you know, pull out and, according to Roger, pull out and have a painting party. Okay, so that was his term, which is kind of close to go out and paint. Like, pull out and paint. That's what he said. His term was pull out and paint. And it reminded us of, as I said, for those new listeners, all four of us are lifestylers. Some of us have been in lifestyle a lot longer. Barbie and I, especially. Barbie, probably the longest. She's retired. I'm semi-retired. The other two are still playing. The guys are still playing. But when I was playing pretty regularly with Barbie and her husband, we decided to get, there were some couples that decided it was a lot cheaper for us to go together on an apartment than just keep renting hotel rooms. Because you rent a hotel room, you know, two or three times for the month, and you're paying for the rent on an apartment, basically. So we found an area in town that had a pretty nice, secluded apartment complex, and we rented an apartment. And that apartment was used specifically, it was a three bedroom, it was used for parties. And we called those parties, we called the parties Afternoon Delight, because that was when we met. Okay. Because we were all getting, you know, we all were of the same opinion that since sex was what we wanted, and it wasn't about acting like a college kid and running around and dancing all night long to the disco person and then having a bunch of drinks and then finally deciding to play when you're really, really tired. No, we wanted sex in the middle of the day. And so we decided it was easier for us to get away from our kids, to get away from everything, just go over to the apartment for a couple of hours. And so had regular parties with, you know, there would be four, five, six couples, and then we would typically bring in two or three more BBCs, you know, because you got to have a little bit more men than women. And we would
Was this during the time I came to your house?
It was earlier. No, it was before you.
This was
before
a long
Steve.
Time ago.
It was a long time ago. It was before Fabio. It was my first husband. Okay, husband that we did it. And the thing it was epic. Yeah.
It was epic.
Okay, so we had some great times. Okay, so one of the couples that we played with, my husband and I went out to dinner with this couple, her name happened to be Barbie as well. It was Barbie, and Barbie showed up with this guy, Tom. Met him off of C4P. They had a great great profile. We went out to dinner with them. This was husband number one and I. We went out to dinner with them. And then we went back to her house and played with them and had a great time. Okay. So a couple weeks later, she sends us a note and says, and she starts talking to me. We're texting all the time. And she sends us a note and says, "Hey, I want you to know I broke up with Tom." And she goes, "But I still want to play with you guys. Is that okay?" At which point, my first husband was thrilled that there was a woman that was asking to play with us alone. Okay. So he's like, "Oh, great. It's going to be great. I'm going to have 2-on-1. Okay. And so we then started meeting with her on a regular basis. We would play the three of us together. So it was Barbie and Barbie 2, and she was known as Barbie 2. And Barbie 2 and I became very good friends. She was invited to these parties all the time too. Okay. But Barbie 2, the reason I bring her even into this is she was very artistic. and she's still alive. So she's a very artistic person. And so she was the one, like, I think she was an art teacher in school. Okay. Her profession was as an art teacher. And so she had all sorts of art supplies. Okay. That's one data point. Next data point was Farrah Fawcett had done a whole spread in, I don't know if it was in Playboy or Hustler, or if it was in a legitimate GQ or something, maybe Sports Illustrated, where she did paintings with her body, where she would put the paint on her body and then roll around and made these paints and made these great big paintings and did it. And so it was a big thing that she did these, it was body painting, but it was body painting, really using your body part to paint with. So Barbie 2 calls me up and says, I want to give, that this time she had a new boyfriend, and she's like, I want to give our boyfriend, my boyfriend and your husband, a really good birthday gift. And because their birthday's coming up. And she's like, I want to give him a good birthday gift. And so she goes, let's do a Farrah Fawcett body painting thing together. You come over to my house. And so I go over to her house. She has sheets of paper laid out. Now, Barbie 2 was also a lot like Barbie. She's an ultimate tease. So she left the windows shades up. So her next door neighbor in the afternoon is like watching, okay, this whole thing go on. We strip down naked and we paint ourselves. She paints me, I paint her. We start making pussy butterflies and flowers with the boobs, okay, and doing this. And I made my canvas, she made her canvas. We had so much fun. We got into the shower. This again was when I would list myself as not being bisexual, but then I kind of changed it to socially bisexual, because in that situation, I'm going to make her happy. So to get the paint off, we get all happy. We do this. We go in the shower and stuff. We take these things, let them dry, and we decide that we're going to give it to the guys at a birthday party. But we decide to have the birthday party during an afternoon delight party. Okay. To which her boyfriend, we'll call him the captain. Okay. So her boyfriend, the captain, comes to the afternoon delight. My husband comes to the afternoon delight. We come in with two huge canvases and hang them up in the apartment building. Okay, in the apartment, so that they can see them and say, this is your birthday presents, and they're really happy, and especially when they figure out how they're done. Everybody else is laughing. And then Barbie 2 brings out another whole rolls of canvas and a whole bunch of paints and turns to all the ladies there and says, you want to do it with us now, and let's do a mural.
Yep. Yep. Looked like butterflies everywhere.
Barbie, did you have the triple E's back then?
Oh, yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah. God, yeah.
That was some really good daisies.
And now a word from our sponsor.
Introducing Coconut Slickums, the ultimate personal lubricant that brings a touch of tropical paradise to your most adventurous sex party moments. Made from 100% pure coconut oil, Coconut Slickums offers a silky smooth glide that's as natural as a unicorn breeze practicing the rule of six or DP. No more worrying about synthetic ingredients or greasy residues. Just a luscious moisturizing experience that feels as good as it sounds. Perfect for enhancing intimacy or just adding a bit of luxurious fun to your day. So go ahead, indulge in the tropical treat your skin deserves with Coconut Slickums. Because when it's this smooth, it's always a perfect day at the meet and greet. To learn more, visit beyondmonogamypodcast.com.
Let's get back to hearing from the guilty.
I just remember somebody had a perfect butt impression. Right? It was perfect. Perfect. I don't know whose butt it was. It certainly was not mine. But it was
painting perfect. Each other's butts and laughing, and the guys were all laughing. We had this out hilarious. On like Painter's Plastic was down in the living room. We had spread out the coffee table. Everybody was laughing. We had this, and we did this canvas. Okay. This worked so well
that I've learned and took it forward. Okay, so I mean, it was such a fun time. It was really a fun activity. So all of you lifestylers out there, if you're looking to do something new, this is a great activity. Okay, now Barbie too made sure we had the right kind of paint that was washable that we could wash off. Okay, and we made sure that we had the right areas that it wouldn't get out. So that was then what we did. So then. You know, I had a break in my lifestyle for a while and I switched men. So I was with hubby number one and then I met Fabio. Oh, Steve, you don't know this, but hubby number two has decided he wants to be called Fabio. So we're now calling him Fabio.
That's great. I still like his royal name, though.
Yes, I know. We can't call him. He is over royal, the king. We'll bring that up later. So,
the king of.
We were having parties at our house. We didn't want to do it at our house because it was too nice of a bigger house, and I never wanted to do that to the house. But we decided the lake house was a perfect place to do it. So we decided to have a painting party. Now, this one, Roger, you might have been invited to. You might have missed. I don't know. It was huge. We did it twice. The first time we did it, we had the canvases, we had them out on the deck. And then what we did is we hung sheets off of the deck so the neighbors couldn't see what we were doing inside. Okay. It just sounded like it was a very fun, loud party. Okay. So because we had sheets I'm hanging sure. off the deck. Right. So we had like, it was like a pergola type thing and we had sheets hanging down so you couldn't see what we were doing. We put the stuff out on the there, and so we had, you know, whole bunch of. I'm pretty sure that Tornado and Cowboy might have been there. I don't know if Steve and Elle were there.
We were
what
there.
I know for sure. What I know for sure is Big Dig Donnie was there because Big Dig Donnie goes up and goes, "Why is this all just girls?" And he goes, "Guys can paint too." So we took and yanked his pants down and we painted his dick up and painted his balls and everything. And he was making turtles. Okay. We were making turtles. And then they were like, he's like, he goes, "This turtle's got a really long neck."
So, oh, yeah.
Butterflies, oh, daisies, yeah. Turtles. And then it became going back in to get the showers to rinse it off. And the thing is that at that kind of party, everybody's rinsing each other off and the fucking ensues. So you just got to make sure that whatever you have around is not something that you're very beholden to. It's got to be lake house furniture or covered in plastic or whatever before you get all that paint off, because it's going to go everywhere. Cause it fucking ensued in the middle of it. Like there was one, that there was one that looked like a Blair Witch painting, probably because there was people that were fucking around on it so much that it was just like jerky. It was really jerk off stuff. And it evolved to the last time that we did it, we brought to the lake house, they brought a couple of children's baby pools. And what they did is they put the plastic down in the living room, and then they put the person was in the, they put each woman so that they would take each woman and have her pick three or four colors. And then she would pick three or four colors and she would lay down in the baby pool that was covered in plastic. And so she was naked, and then they would take and squirt the colors like a Jackson Pollock all over her. Okay. I mean, just squirt them and make all sorts of designs or whatever. And then once she was covered in it, then they would take the canvas and smash it on her and smash it to the point that it would make a picture. Okay.
Leave an impression.
It happened to be a print. It was an impression. Right. So we did impressionist painting parties.
Yeah, that's what it was. Exactly.
So I still have, and I know this is not a visual, but I want, because I've got, let's see. mine.
She still has her artwork.
Yes, yes. I still have my artwork hanging out. Everybody comes in. I mean, this is a vanilla. Nobody knows that, you know, I'm in the lifestyle and stuff. And they're just like, oh, that's a really interesting picture. And you're like,
yeah. Yes, it is. Yes. Yes, it is. It has a lot of hidden meaning.
Yeah.
If you just stare at it.
What was the inspiration?
Yeah.
I probably screwed up the audio on it and whatever. Sorry.
But, you know, anyway, at some of your parties, even when we weren't, that kind of transitioned to still painting. People would still remember. I cannot remember her name. But she was an artist as well. And she would paint, body paint, and make designs. And
she was the same one that she was the same one that did the bathtub, the impressionist. Ah,
yeah.
She was behind it. We'll call her Ruby. Yeah. That was Ruby.
Ruby. And, thank you. And, thank
you. Ruby.
Yeah.
You know, she was
very talented. Very talented. Right? Yeah. She and her husband. Yeah.
At the time of these lake parties, my kids were younger, and it was just near impossible to find somebody to take care of them for the weekend. And grandparents were just a letdown. But this, let's go back to this apartment for a minute.
Yeah.
Did any of the neighbors ever comment? Because
no,
I don't think you could do that today with the amount of people teleworking. Or they would just the people on the floor above us shoot a lot of porn on Wednesdays.
You're correct. First of all, the apartment complex was only two stories, and we had the bottom story. Okay. Second of all, it was an older apartment complex that was mainly populated with college students. And those college students were gone during the day. We were the only ones there.
Fix your microphone real quick.
Oh, sorry. How about now? Try now. Better?
A little better.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm. So basically what I was saying is that it was college. I'll let Barbie, you can tell them.
Oh, yeah. It was probably, it was just the perfect apartment because we were so old, we were invisible. I don't know if that makes sense. But
it does to a degree.
It does. They were in their own
theory
world
of hiding in plain sight. Yeah.
Yeah. And then we would even go to the swimming pool because we'd be the only people there. You know, those college kids are gone all day and they're all, you know, when we were having the Saturday parties, you know, we'd start what at 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock. I mean, those kids are either still in bed or I don't know. Mm-hmm. They just didn't seem to ever notice us. We were hidden in plain sight. That's a good way to put it. And I think what really worked out well too is that we've talked about this too, that people do charge for parties, like they ask for a donation.
Sure.
And so we kind of did that too to say, hey, you know, they got to pay the rent. So, and then people would come and use the party, I mean, use the apartment during the week and leave money to do so. So,
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. So, they could get a key and use it during the week. It became quite a little, paramour.
So when you had your parties at the apartment, would you ask for, when you had your parties, would you ask for donations then also, or just if somebody wanted to borrow the apartment? Because
we asked for donations.
We put a tip jar.
Okay. Because
you get in trouble. If you start charging people to go to a party, that's when you get in trouble with legal.
Right. Well, because Elle and I have never asked for a donation to set a tip jar out for our parties. We've never done that. Right. I've always felt a little awkward about doing that to our friends. So I didn't know if you guys did that, but you know, I understand it because folks, flies on the wall, it is not cheap to host a house party.
No. But it also, it seemed like it came naturally when it was an apartment because everybody knew that this apartment was being used for that purpose. You know?
Oh, okay.
No, but nobody actually lived there. And people knew that, you know, that.
Yes.
And if you saw the place, holy cow, was it ever set up for what it was? I mean, it was a 3-bedroom two full baths. And I mean, they had it decked out. Every one of the rooms had a big old bed. And then it was so funny, in the living room, they had all the furniture and then the TV, and people could go in there and had the refrigerator.
We bought stuff from garage sales. We picked up stuff off the street. We bought from Habitat for Humanity.
I think if somebody in my area has that arrangement and hasn't mentioned it, I'm pissed. But yeah, if I would chip in on that, and that would just solve a lot of my problems.
It did.
It had a washer and dryer, so you know you do the.
It would solve my problem in midweek. It would solve my problem on the times of the weekend I'm available. If I'm not available the whole weekend, yeah. So
mm-hmm. Right.
No, it was pretty good. It was pretty good.
It was good. Okay, so I think we've talked enough for one episode. We were hoping Mandingo would jump in, but he won't. We'll find him on another day. Every time I love it because I get him more business. Every time I schedule him to be on, something happens and he gets more paying business. We're not, we don't pay him. So for all of you flies on the wall who've made it until now, thank you, thank you, thank you. If you would like to suggest a topic, want us to talk about something, or have a question about a word that we have in our Beyond Monogamy dictionary, go to beyondmonogamypodcast.com, smash them all together, beyondmonogamypodcast.com, and reach out. There'll be Roger's email. There is Janet's email. You can also tip Mandingo if you'd like to, because he does this podcast for us for free currently. Even though, yes, Lickums is good, it's not real yet. Maybe someday Lickums or Dick Dippers is going to be a real product. Thank you if you've lasted till this for this amount of time.
That's
and
it for this
until
episode
next time,
of Beyond Monogamy.
I hope that you come
we
again.
Hope you enjoyed our podcast.
And come again.
And we look forward to having you back again for the next episode of Beyond Monogamy.